energy major Shell announces record-breaking profits. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain. Great to have you back with us. Yeah, the war in Ukraine and responses to it have, of course, driven oil and gas prices to record highs throughout 2022. So that Shell, one of the world's biggest energy firms, had soaring profits too, wasn't a surprise. Even so, the scale of them was. As Russ Mould, investment director at AJ Bell, told us.
On the company's own preferred profit measure, a $40 billion profit, that's double what they made in 2021 and is a record for the firm. Looking at my numbers, it's the third highest stated profit for a UK-based company, a huge number, and Shell is rewarding its shareholders as a result with another bumper increase in its dividend and more share buybacks for good measure.
Where it doesn't seem to be making bumper payouts is around issues that we've talked about a lot in Europe on so-called windfall taxes and also in its investment in renewables, which only seems to go up from 12% to 14% in those numbers. Does that surprise you?
The windfall tax, that they quantify a number of $2.3 billion set aside for European Union and British windfall taxes. Some people may be frustrated given the profit that they're making, they're not paying more, but Shell only makes a certain percentage of its profits in Europe and the UK. The renewables increase in investment, again, I think people will have been looking for more on the road to 2050 in net zero. Shell has got this difficult balancing act of continuing to provide the hydrocarbons that we still do need right now, given the cost of living crisis and the energy crisis, and transitioning at the same time towards a cleaner, more renewable future. Clearly, some people would like it to happen quicker.
Yeah, one of those is actually a Dutch investor who we've been speaking to this morning. Mark van Baal is the chief executive and founder of a group called Follow This, an activist investor.
The question is, what are they going to do with this once-in-a-generation opportunity? The world is waiting for very high investments in renewables. 14% is very small compared to the other 86%, which is still tied to fossil fuels. And you can't claim to be in a transition when you only spend 14% in new business models. My level of hope is with the shareholders, the investors, the institutional investors, pension funds, who realize that if climate change gets out of hand, it will cost them billions.
Mark van Baal there, Russ, not going to be the only one raising points like that, is he?
No, not at all, particularly when the company is returning over $6 billion a quarter to its shareholders in dividends and share buybacks. So you could argue in that respect, Shell isn't helping its argument that it's getting the balance right.
Mm. That's one half, of course, of the big global cost of living picture, high energy prices and as a result, massive profits that energy companies are making, all part of a wider inflation picture. And we're going to get, after the Federal Reserve last night, two big European banks getting ready to make their next move around how to combat inflation with their interest rate policy.
Yes, we have the Bank of England and the European Central Bank. Both moved more slowly than the Federal Reserve in 2022. There are expectations that they may be moving more quickly in the early stages of 2023. The Fed with a quarter percentage point increase. Both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank expected to go with a half point increase. And then the question is, how far will they go? Financial markets are expecting the Fed to start pausing in the middle of the year and then pivoting to rate cuts by the end of the year. And I think financial markets are looking for a fairly similar pattern in both the UK and the European Union.
Russ Mould, investment director at the UK investment firm AJ Bell. As always, thanks so much for helping us out this morning with that.
Thank you.
Well, let's check in on the markets now. Big day of company results today that's seen London's FTSE 100, which of course includes Shell, up 0.6% right now. Shares in Shell itself up almost 3%. The ad giant WPP up more than 3%. The Indian conglomerate Adani Group continues to see its share price collapse after a highly critical report by the US short seller Hindenburg. Now the company's boss, Gautam Adani, has fought back, calling his business robust as his losses fall to almost $100 billion. The BBC's Arunadeh Mukherjee has this reminder of how Adani got here.
Well, Will, Mr. Gautam Adani is a self-made businessman, as he likes to call himself. He was a school dropout and he went on to be heading one of India's biggest business conglomerates. And in fact, before last week, he was the world's third richest man and Asia's richest individual. But there was a report that came out by a US investment firm called Hindenburg Research, which essentially accused the Adani Group of widespread corporate fraud. Now, ever since that report came out, we've seen mayhem in the markets. We've seen his company's market value values dropped by close to $90 billion. He has lost nearly $50 billion in his personal wealth and is no longer Asia's richest man. So that's really been the impact of that report, which has been rejected completely by the Adani Group. In fact, the Adani Group has also considered legal action.
Right, and as a result, the share price continues to fall. The company doesn't seem to know where to turn. They thought they were going to sell some shares off yesterday, then they U-turned on that. From the outside, it gives an impression of a slight sense of panic at the moment.
Well, that's how many experts are also viewing it as well, because the share sale, Will, was meant to be a temporary confidence booster, but that didn't last very long. The group, in fact, issued a statement late last night saying that given the unprecedented situation and the volatility in the Indian markets, they were giving back the proceeds from the share sale worth $2.5 billion. In fact, Mr. Adani published a video as well of himself adding that the balance sheet was healthy, the cash flows were also good and strong, and that there was nothing to worry about. So they're desperately trying to put out a message of confidence, but that's not how the markets really are responding as we're seeing at the moment.
Fascinating story. The BBC's India business correspondent, Arundhati Mukherjee. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Will.
And more background from Arundhati at our website, bbc.com/business. Finally, bad news for Britain's King Charles III. He's getting the boot from Australia's $5 notes. The King is, of course, currently head of state in Australia too, but these people in Sydney were pleased with the move.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. This is Australia. Let's have some Indigenous culture on our note and let's showcase who we really are. It's not about the Commonwealth anymore.
It's a good ending because the Queen's finished and I don't think Charles is up to it.
I think that's excellent. We're in Australia. We need to be a republic. We've got nothing to do with the monarchy. We've got nothing to do with that family in Scotland or England or wherever it is. We are Australian.
Yeah, they were pretty clear in their views there, weren't they? The new design will pay tribute to the culture and history of Indigenous Australians, according to the Reserve Bank of Australia, which does seem a pretty worthy replacement, doesn't it? That's just about it from us today. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.